D. Doping in sports. Doping by athletes to enhance performance has a long history. In fact, the use of stimulants was recorded during sports events in ancient Greece. By the 19th century, athletes were consuming or injecting a variety of substances, including cocaine and other drugs that are now illegal. Sports organizations started to ban doping in 1928, but for many years the organizations did not have the resources to enforce the ban. It only started to become effective when drug testing was introduced after the 1960 Olympic Games. Since then, however, athletes who cheat have continually found creative ways to avoid detection. One method has involved athletes timing their drug injections so that the body has already broken down the drugs into tiny chemical fragments that are not detectable using doping tests. To regain the upper hand, scientists recently developed a procedure that uses chemical agents to make these fragments detectable. Not only is the new procedure significantly more accurate than earlier ones, but it is also cost-effective, since the chemical agents are readily available. The procedure is not effective against all doping techniques, but it may help limit drug abuse by athletes.
Questions. Number 17. What was one problem with the first effort to ban doping? Number 18. What do we learn about the recently created anti-doping procedure?